Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Benjamin Mason Myers' research across the Department of Public Policy and the Gilling School of Global Public Health is interdisciplinary. In this week's special edition of Focus Carolina, he talks about the role public policy plays in a global health crisis. Professor Meyer and his team have been working on the coronavirus pandemic response since February, developing research that does three things.
First, we're supporting the United Nations in helping them to understand how human rights can frame the pandemic response, both how human rights are limited in the pandemic response, whether limiting travel, freedom of movement, privacy, but also thinking about how human rights can frame both the healthcare response and the basic needs of those who are practicing social distancing. Second, we're really working with the World Health Organization, a specialized agency of the United Nations, to understand what types of public policy reforms governments will need to develop in order to respond to this pandemic, to prevent infectious diseases, to detect diseases when they arise, and to respond when an outbreak occurs. And then finally, we're reflecting on the limitations of the current response. And we're examining the reforms in global health governance that will be necessary, considering how the international health regulations, which are the international law that governs this response, how these international health regulations can be revised to bring nations together in meeting future threats.
Professor Meyer's research into the spread of the novel coronavirus has found that there are weaknesses in various national health policies and global health governance overall.
I hope to provide a timeline of how public policy has driven the pandemic from the start and how public policy now will be necessary in bringing an end to this cataclysmic threat. I spent the last decade trying to understand these global policy efforts, and really to use my research to frame the policies that are necessary to prevent, detect, and respond to disease. And yet this novel coronavirus has spread throughout the world because of weaknesses in national policies and global health governance. It's highlighted the limitations of the international health regulations around three areas. First, reporting public health risks to WHO. Second, declaring a public health emergency where it's necessary to facilitate the global response. And third, coordinating national responses to meet the public health risks. And so in first thinking about reporting, we recognize that COVID-19 began in China, but that delays in reporting made this possible public health emergency unknown to the world. It limited the World Health Organization's ability to understand the scope of the threat and to coordinate the global response. And we saw China take a number of actions to restrict information coming out of the country in order to keep WHO from making what would be an economically damaging declaration of a public health emergency of international concern. China finally notified the World Health Organization on New Year's Eve. But second, even with this notification, we see that there remained inadequate knowledge of disease transmission. And WHO did not declare a public health emergency of international concern until January 30th, by which point the coronavirus was well on its way to becoming a pandemic. And then following the declaration of this public health emergency, we've seen nations instead pursue increasingly counterproductive travel bans that have not worked. We've seen limitations on individual rights that have threatened public health. We've seen attacks on the World Health Organization in ways that have divided the world at the moment when we need to come together in facing this common threat, undermining the World Health Organization while failing in their own isolationist measures. And this is what makes the work that I do in some ways so timely, the ability to research public policies to consider their public policy effectiveness.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.